Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Welcome to J.Ill, a production of iHeartRadio. Yeah.
Hello, hello, good people. This is Joe Scott, and you're listening to J.Ill, the podcast. You already know who I'm here with, the amazing, incredible Laia St. Clair. And the wonderful, brilliant Aja Graydon Danzler.
All y'all. Yes, us all. Us.
All us. Us.
And everybody listening too. Everybody listening too. We just want to thank you so much for this incredible season of J.Ill, the podcast. We talked about so many things. Oh my goodness, the lists. Yeah. Of life experiences and information that we've been able to share with you. Some tears.
Yeah.
Some
always
some hollering, kikiing, some beauty, some, you know, some living. We've been doing some living for real. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many things have changed from when we started talking to each other on this podcast to right now in this minute. So many things. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have lost some folks. We have watched some young people do amazing things around us and in our families. We have checked ourselves. Huh? Like really checked ourselves in a lot of areas. We've been really forthcoming and honest with ourselves. In some ways that were scary. And some ways that just ended up being empowering. Like this is so cool.
We turned 50.
We did.
Wow.
We did. Well, I did. You know, like major living, major lifing.
We've been grandma.
Oh. My goodness.
Yes.
We got some fibroids out of there.
20 pounds of fibroid. I'm joking, but it was close.
Major changes.
Major changes.
Perimenopause.
Yeah. Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Shout out to Esther Van. Thank you, boo.
Oh, it's like that?
Oh, girl. Yeah. I've been dry thanks to her. Mm-hmm.
Oh, blessings. Not blessings. Everywhere.
No, the face still, it goes through it when it goes through it, but it's just less. As long as you can do less sweat.
Yeah.
Less sweat.
Awesome.
We're here for it.
We're here. For
I love that I made it there before you, Jill. Jill's like, really?
To get to the other side. You feel me?
Yes.
Because sometimes we're like, we're literally on a cliff sometimes. And don't know what to do. Do you jump forward? You know, do you back up and then start running and soar? You know, nobody has like real wings, but our spirits do a lot. Our spirits can take us so many places. Shoot. And when we add intention and effort, like man, we're powerful beings.
Yeah, it got through COVID.
Right? That was a lot.
That was a lot.
That was a lot. At first, it was really, really cute. You know, I'm like, oh.
About 3 weeks.
I get to be home. I'm going to give it about home. 6 months for me. I was just happy to be home. And, you know, you could talk to your people. Yeah. Call them to see what they're doing. You know they home.
You know they home.
Ain't got no FOMO. Ain't got no FOMO because everybody inside.
Ain't got no
FOMO. Right?
It was.
That changed.
But we wasn't working. Honey. We got to go back to work.
And now we're back.
You had to put off your tour, and now you are back on tour.
Everybody's on tour.
Everybody.
All of us.
2023 put every single person that's physically able to be on the road.
On the road.
I want to take this moment to thank the people of America. I thank you because I don't know what y'all are selling on the black market to go to all of these shows.
We doing the most.
I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. With all your goddamn festivals, goddamn artists. How many festivals you got to do?
It's so many festivals. Thank you.
The music helped y'all get through the pandemic. So you're welcome.
Okay. You right though.
Seriously.
Yo, it's so much change. Man, Jill, we are on the precipice. It just feels, and especially I tell y'all before, like living on this West Coast, honey, and just feeling the tides, they are changing. Just at least on the way we receive these stories. And the on the backs of Mercury and retrograde, I know Jill ain't a thing, but it's just a lot of. It's a change.
It's a lot of people's thing, though. You know, I'm not trying to negate your thing. Yeah. I just think, you know, when we're talking about astrology, I'm kind of like, there's so many factors that go into making a person. You know, there's so many factors.
You just don't like when people pigeonhole someone based on it. Or pigeonhole their own thinking.
You a Sagittarius? Oh, I know how y'all are. Like, you ain't in my house.
It'd be the same for, you from North Philly? Oh, I know how y'all are.
Oh, right.
But in essence, you're black. There is a little
I
North
know how
Philly.
Y'all are.
I mean, well, I am black, though. And there is a little truth to that. Like, we have some commonalities. Don't test me.
But it's that pigeonhole portion that I can't do.
I get what your issue is with it. And I hear that. I think it's just important for us to stay open because, especially if we're talking about change, because at the age that I am now, I want to believe that I'm super open to it. But after some further unpacking, I realized that, you know, I have to talk myself through change. I definitely have, you know, I have my fears and my concerns and ways that I have to kind of quiet myself and my spirit that I didn't exactly know that about myself. If someone says, are you afraid of change? I'm like, oh, no, girl. You know, I'm an artist. I love, you know, I'm free.
Reinvention, honey. New chapters.
Yes. You know, but, you know, I realized that, you know, that I struggle with it just like a lot of people do. And, you know, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the introspection because, and that's the part that I'm grateful for, the introspection and the wisdom to be able to say, okay, yes, I see this about myself. I'm not judging myself, but I'm just going to address it. We're just going to find some time to address it. And that way I feel like I'm ready for change. And that way I feel like I'm ready.
Do you think as you get older, change gets harder?
Yeah, I do.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
But maybe not for our, I don't know. I feel like.
Well, maybe you have the better tools.
I feel like in our generation, I feel like generationally though, and no shade or like discounting what other generations have been through, but I feel like the change in the last 40 years has been on rapid.
Yes, it is.
And we've had to keep up with so much. You know what I mean? Like the internet, we was like high school. I still say the internet, we were in high school when it started. Mm-hmm. And it just.
I was in elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
With the big computer.
You talking about before DOS. You talking about before DOS. You talking about. Yeah,
that big ass computer that said.
Oh, that's before my time.
Like, an email was such a strange, burdensome thing. Like, what is this?
The microwavable dinner. Like, we were the microwavable dinner people. Like, you know, Stouffer's, lasagna, macaroni and cheese. Like,
I always think about my grandma. You know, because she was born in 1917.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of change that she experienced in life.
Yeah, because I was going to say that, you know, that boomers, our parents, they experienced the same kind of like lightning bolt change. You know, my mother remembers televisions not being a thing.
But so, they are not expected to still... keep up. If a boomer, I mean, so, you know, the kids get mad when the boomers get they letters incorrect, but you can't get but so mad. They really get pissed at us. Like, we best to have all our shit together.
Well, yeah, because at this point, we are the most accessible adults.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The same way that our parents were the most accessible adults at that time. You know, now boomers are their great grandparents or their grandparents at this point.
Right.
You know, so that you don't expect that young people will have those kind of expectations out of their grandparents, but they do out of their parents. And so I do hear you in a sense of that, like, as a generation, we are having to contend with. I'll say this. I feel like it feels harder for us because we have more language, because we have the ability to unpack. What if you don't have the ability to unpack? Then stuff's happening and it's just like, oh, yeah, whatever. That's whatever.
That's them.
When you have the ability.
That's them.
When you have the ability to unpack and you can see what's going on, that's a mind blower. And I think for us as a generation, because we were a generation that we were the, you know, Gen X. We didn't have we're the generation with no name. We have no purpose. We were underestimated. We were treated a certain kind of way by elders. And so we've been trying to prove ourselves and be relevant and invent things and be entrepreneurs and do all this stuff. And I think we have the ability to be self-aware. But being self-aware means you also have to be willing to change. You have to be, you can't be halfway self-aware. If you know it, you got to use it. And now we're being challenged to use it. And that makes us different. And I think that's what's harder for us. Because it's like, I know y'all not trying to tell us we not progressive. We progressive. You was progressive when you was 20.
We was fighting the power.
Now you have to understand what that means in the current context.
Yeah.
And that is a different type of challenge.
That progress is progressive, you mean? We got to understand that progress is progressive.
You know?
I mean, it equates.
Across the board.
Yeah.
More real talk after the break.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing
right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, I'll tell y'all one thing. I was overwhelmed by the thought of AI. I was so overwhelmed that I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to try it. Like, I was scared. Like, I was... And then I tried it. And it's even more scary.
What did you try?
An AI?
Yeah.
I tried a few things. I tried to put together... I told AI to put together a pitch for this TV show idea I got. She did it. Now, she didn't do it perfectly, because this is what people don't understand about AI. AI is like, I'm going to do it, but you need to check my work, because there might be some wording off here, some things that, you know, are not here. But I'm going to put it in a format that is a pitch. Mm. Then I'm gonna be like, give me a budget for it. Here's the budget. You know, I'll tell you, a friend of mine, a writer friend of mine said, he was just messing around with it. He was like, AI, write me a script for the Parker set in the 1960s. Jokes and all. Script done.
Whoa.
Yeah. One more example. Shout out to my little brother, Antonio. He asked AI to create an image of Black people at the castles in Ghana, similar to a popular artist in the artist's vein, but the Black people would be outside frolicking.
Oh.
I'm going to say the artist is a very well-known artist. It looked like the artist had actually created that image of Black people frolicking outside of those castles.
That's the part, I don't know. That part, like,
that's
a change. Like, that is scary to me, because so much of humanity is really about our creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me that creativity also can be microwaved?
Yeah, I mean, the creativity in AI will be about the ability of description, the art of description. That will be the creative part of that. Like the way you, how much you put
in. Yeah, eventually all technology turns into how can you be creative with the existing technology?
This, yeah.
Because there was, you know, for us as artists, you know, there was a time when sampling was super scary to our predecessors. And when DJing or rapping or just rapping over beats.
You mean that boobity bop?
That boobity boop bop beat. That hippity hoo hop. That hippity hoo hop.
No rap work days.
Fatina always talks about that. Yeah. You know, and I'm not saying it makes it less scary, because I feel like we have to own our fear. It's okay to say that's scary to me. You know what I'm saying? And it might be, you know, because at the end of the day, technology does change what the workforce is like. Yeah. It changes your everyday life. And it eliminates jobs. It eliminates mm-hmm. certain things. Mm-hmm. And it always has. It always has. The cotton gin.
Uh-huh.
The electric plow.
Yes.
You know, factories.
Streetlights.
Right. Elevators.
Mm-hmm.
Elevators. Used to be an elevator operator. My grandmother was an elevator operator.
Mm.
So I think, you know, so it is scary, because we are getting to that age where we do begin to fear our relevance in the world. And to see such a very stark evidence of that, we and things that we have always done might not be the same, and they may not need us. We are already worried about if we're needed or wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a time where it's so important for us to know who we are and to love on ourselves. Because if we don't, we can really get caught up in the fear of this change. And to keep our optimism, because at the end of the day, there will be those of us who will thrive in the new era.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's one thing, I'm going to name my thing, and I'd love for you to name yours. The thing that has not changed. Well, slightly, but has not changed that gives you peace of mind. And for me, that thing is fishing.
What? That's funny because I mean, watch like the tuna show and stuff like that. I'm like, have they changed?
I fly fish.
Oh. It's so funny that you said that because I literally didn't think you were going to go there, but it was effective. It was very effective.
Yeah, fishing. Yeah, because even in that world, even in sports and activities like that, things are changing, and maybe fishing is one of the last.
I think bowling is the same. You know, like
I think bowling is the same.
I mean, you just throw the ball, hit the pins. You win or you lose.
Fancier colors where the pins are, but yeah, pretty much the same.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, scuba diving is the same. I good scuba dive.
You like that?
I do.
I snorkel. Scared.
I'm sorry. I snorkel because a scuba dive is when your ears, the pressure, and you're about to explode in your head. I don't like that. But I do like the snorkel. I like a good snorkel. I'm like, what else?
I never do the snorkel right, by the way.
Oh, I got it.
Me either.
Yeah, you go underneath. Y'all go underneath. Y'all. You're not supposed to go too deep. You're supposed to let the thing, like, you just... I travel with my own mask. I got one. Dancing. Let me tell you something, Jill. When I was dancing with Asia to the Afro beats the other night, I was like, that shit ain't gonna change. Well, Asia gonna get older, but I think she's still gonna be dancing the same. So, because, you know, Jill, we need to be on a... Look, you know how... You remember your birthday party? The bitch shut it down.
Fell slid on the water. Fell, jumped back up and danced some more.
At Jill's house, yes. At Jill's party. Not the house, yes. I do remember
at
that.
At Jill's party. I do love dancing.
Yeah, dancing.
I pray, Lord, you hear me, hear my voice and heart, that I can dance till I'm old. If I'm to be here old, please let me be able to dance till I'm old.
That's beautiful.
And be able to do a couple of them young dances.
A ball. But you know what?
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 Do we need things to stay the same? Like,
are there certain things that we need to? It's a question. Are there certain things we need to stay the same? Is there?
I mean, you know the line that if you're not changing or growing, you're dead. Mm. You know, they're supposed to change. You know, life is supposed to change. You're supposed to change.
Yeah.
That's just the way life goes, huh?
I'm not meshing right now with energies that want me to be the same.
Yeah.
I'm just not. And I think, I think it keeps you, you know, and not that I have an issue with being older. I don't. But I do think it keeps you youthful, your embracing of change. You know? Because anything you do in resistance, the body responds as if it's in resistance. Right? The brain, the body starts to respond. If you resist, if you are in opposition to, that's what starts to manifest. Opposition. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to feel that. And to be 100% honest, I think it is absolutely possible to be at peace and not be and still accept those things that are tough. I don't know who that is. It's real popular now. I don't know who said it, but the people have been saying that I can do difficult things. I can do difficult things.
I think I saw Janelle Monae say something about not being afraid to be a beginner.
Talk about change. Thing. She in some change. I love her change. Me too. I'm ready for all of it.
Peep the science of it all.
Talk about it, Jill. She got it. I love it. The way you
I've been watching Janelle for a long time.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I absolutely adore her. It's a lot of work ethic involved in that, and it's a lot of forward thinking involved as well. Like everything that she has done has led up to here, whether we've all understood what she was doing or not.
I get it. I get some of it.
All of it.
I hope that I don't want to pretend that I get all of it because I don't know her, but I feel like the button up of things, the understanding the craft, the understanding how great my craft is without having to see certain things about. Yeah, I get that.
Starting completely clothed.
Yes, yes.
And for years.
In a uniform. In a uniform.
The uniform, yeah.
Yes.
Janelle rehearses like nobody I've ever seen. She rehearses till something is perfect, like till it's literally perfect. And I remember thinking, we were at the White House, and I remember thinking, where's the space, you know, for the I don't know, the humanity in it. Like, you know, because I didn't quite understand. But now, looking where she is, it all makes so much sense. That she's like cutting through with a level of perfection, and now she's fully allowing herself outside of the craft to be free.
Free. She's like free now. That's why I look
free.
At her. I'm
like, she's like breaking all chains because she was a master at being inside of them.
Discipline too.
It's yeah, like the discipline of it all. And now she's like loose. And it's wonderful to see the freedom.
Do you all think that was always the intention? Is there a...
I believe it's always been the intention.
Yeah.
I do too. Now, when Jill put it that way, I was like, yes. Because she's also always inside lived this life. Like, we've seen things behind the scenes where you know that, like, yeah, something's a little different there.
And she's hinted to all of this stuff. Yes. Yes. As we go.
Yes, yes. And then when Jill broke down the Josephine Baker piece... And the fact that she was playing Josephine Baker. And then I rewinded to what she did at the after party at the Met Gala when she got on top of that bar with her little bikini. I was like, oh, everything is methodical. Like,
It's a beautiful setup.
It's a beautiful setup.
And she's in charge of her ship.
And now we're ready to receive it, too. It's weird. It's like, it was so good that to see her with these images... and that beautiful body and what she and the way that she's interacting with these women, it's like, you prepare. I'm here for this. I'm ready for this change.
I love how thoughtful she is about this change and how she's prepared us for her change. Our change is. I remember like when Andre 3000 came out and he, you know, had the fuzzy pants and the you know.
We weren't ready.
We weren't ready. It was much discussion about it. And people were not prepared in any way, shape, or form.
And wow, Jill.
Yeah. But he knew.
Yeah.
He knew. Like, I feel like for a change, you better know. When you're changing, you gotta know more than anybody else could ever that this is for your benefit. This is for your freedom. This is for your peace, your joy, for your fulfillment. Yeah. And maybe people won't get it until much later.
But I think we've seen some evidence of that in the past with different artists. Maybe not that exact same way, but how. We didn't get it until later or until we knew the whole story. You know, I think about that with the Little Richard story with his documentary.
Ooh.
And about not understanding until it's all at the end. But I think more than anything, what's at the root of what we're talking about is to live uninterrupted. Like, there was a clip moving around about that. And I wish I knew the sister who actually was talking about it. But she was saying, like, what is your life? She was asking this question. And y'all, please forgive me because I would love to, like, actually reference who said this. But it was circulating on Instagram where she was like, someone had asked her, what do you think your life would be like without interruption? Or who would you be without interruption? And I think Janelle Monáe is an example of a person who has pondered this and kind of created a life based around who is it do I want to be in uninterrupted? And, you know, and that type of freedom and liberation.
I cannot. It sounds so overwhelming. It sounds so good. I'm sorry, Asia. Go ahead.
It sounds good. But guess what? It is also work.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
See, that's the thing, right?
And it comes with
the cost. We have this idea about liberation and freedom. Number one, even trying to contemplate it already puts you in opposition to the status quo. So, you know, you're already dealing with that. Then you have your internalized stuff that you didn't have to go against. And then you have to be really planning and intentional about that.
Sometimes people have a crew, you know, a crew of people that have vision, you know, that creates the vision or assist in creating the vision for you. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know that she doesn't have people who, you know, she talks about what she wants in her life. And then, you know, she has people to help implement those things and direct in those areas. That's awesome. I lost my train of thought because I want that. That sounds great. That sounds great to me.
But it starts with the intention of the person themselves, right?
Yeah.
So you can pull together whomever, but you have to have a strength of vision.
We need to talk to her.
You have to have a strength of vision, though. And there's a clip of her going around now too that speaks to that as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When she talks about just being yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and yeah. That conversation with the self is serious.
Look, I'm just saying whether I even understand it or not, this is like my last year of being Jill Scott.
What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't even know that I could.
But you know that. You're sure.
I just know that. I know that. It's I'm ready to change.
There
are things about myself that I really, really love and my artistry that I really, really love. Writing will probably never change for me. Like, never. I love to write. It's my favorite thing. But some things are going to change. And I hope that I have the good sense to prepare you for it. You know, people who enjoy what I do. Hope I have I can prepare you for it. Or you won't be. Because here's the part about change. You will win some. And you will lose some.
Oh, Janelle is definitely I'm sorry. I know we keep using her as an example, but I'm like, she's got to be losing some because everybody ain't feeling all that loving on lady stuff. But hey, it don't matter.
I remember when Prince was like, you know, my name is now a symbol. We were like, get the fuck out of here.
I will say it.
But
now.
Like, what are you talking about? You're Prince. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You know, but in hindsight, we understand what he was dealing with and what he was going through.
Yeah.
But he had to make a major change because circumstances
required it.
Mm-hmm.
That does not change the fact that this is one of the most amazing musical geniuses ever on the planet.
And it's like, how can we be really authentic in ourselves to the point that when we really do understand that time has come, that we accept it and we move with it? Because, you know, sometimes that thing whispers to you, it says it's time, gives you those indications, and people don't always know or feel comfortable to move with it. You know?
Yeah, until they get kicked in the butt. And then it'll come and kick you in the ass. Like, it tries a gentle pushing initially. But if you meant to change, it's going to come kick you in your ass.
Well, the universe is more powerful than these kind of systems and things that we're dealing with every day.
For sure.
The universe is massive. It's going to move. It's going to change. It's going to, at every single level, to the molecular level, to the sound wave level, like, it's going to do what it does. And it's not going to wait on you.
Yeah.
You know, you can either, it's like, remember when I was telling you guys about making Umrah, and I was like, it's like a school of fish and you got to get into the rhythm to get into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, yeah, you can stop in the middle of all those people moving around. You could do that, but they're going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to get with it. You know, you have to get with it in terms of the universe, not necessarily the status quo, but how those things are coming up to you. You feel it in your body. You feel it in your spirit. And for many of us, and y'all know y'all hear old people talk about this, about how when you pray for something, be ready to receive what you pray for.
Yeah.
You know,
you
be ready to receive. When you tap in.
Be intentional in your prayers, honey.
Well, yeah, but once you tap in, You can't be afraid of what it reveals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everybody won't tap in, right? Some people ain't tapping in. You are, you're tapped in, right? But that's not the end of it. You have to receive it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I chuckle with God all the time because y'all know I'm a big proponent of being very intentional and a particular in what you ask for God for, because God will make a joke on me all the time because he will grant my blessings in the deliberate exact way. And I should have said, oh, why I say this? But this is what I asked for, God. So you are listening. So to that effect, that's why when change happens, I always tell people, I'm like, well, change is happening. And I know I'm in God's favor because somehow I always end up working it out. Sometimes I end up better. I'm literally, all this changes, I feel it, yes, because of this industry and this town that I live in. But I'm like, personally, I'm feeling it on a perimenopausal type level. I don't know when my period coming back, y'all. I'm feeling change from a career level. I mean, this is the end of a season for two podcasts. So what you gonna do? But I feel like where some people maybe go down from all these things, I feel excited. Like, I feel like, this is how God kicks my ass. God is like, remember you wanted to do this? Hey.
Yeah.
Now here's 10 platefuls.
Let's go. I'm giving you a space. I'm giving you a space. It may not be the space you asked for. But I ain't gonna have you starving out in these streets, so go ahead and get it done. That's what I feel about change.
I posted about my son turned 24 yesterday, and I posted this picture of us from like 22 years ago. He's like 2 years old in this picture. And it was the first time we ever did Essence Festival. And we were laying on this hotel bed, and I was trying to put him down for a nap. And I was 2 weeks postpartum from Dia. And I had to, I remember praying to God, please God, let this baby be born so I can get on this plane. Because at that time, that was, to that date, the largest paying gig that we had ever gotten to that, at that date. And so I was like, I got to get on the plane with these kids. And I can't fly with a baby under 2 weeks old. So I need her to be born on her due date. And she came the day before. And I was 2 weeks postpartum with her. And I was looking at this picture and I was thinking to myself, and my girlfriend texted me and was like, girl, 2 weeks postpartum? I said, yeah, girl, that was back when the kamikaze mothering was still in style. We don't do that no more. That's out of style now, right? But when I thought about it, I was like, all the sacrifices I made all of these years, the way that I moved, my change right now, honestly, is believing that I deserve a rest. Because I have just been on for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I wake up now and it's like, wow, like I get to decide what I'm doing with my day. Like, it's really, it's amazing actually. When I think about it, I'm not busy. Like I'm busy, but I'm not, this is not the life I was living 10 years ago.
No.
It isn't. Mm-mm. And though sometimes I worry about what will be the rest of my career and will I continue to work this way or this, that, and the other? Do we have a retirement? Are we going to be... Because Fatina and I are not superstars. We're not... None of that. We're working artists. We have a nice, you know, following who is supportive of us. But, you know, there's still always that question of what happens later. And
girl, shout outs to everybody in the gig industry. Yeah, we don't have Social Security. We ain't got pension.
Nothing.
We don't have... Listen. So, listen.
But right now in this moment, I'm giving myself permission to take a damn breath.
Beautiful.
And to live as softly as I can.
Oh, y'all, to the soft living.
The soft living. And I don't like a trendy term, but that one has really... That one done got into my heart.
I can think about the young people right now, you know, the younger people than myself and you ladies. Like, you're doing your thing. Everything is working. You're out of your parents' house. You got your own everything. Like it's working. Mm-hmm. All the dreams and ideas, the effort that you put forth, it's happening. Yeah. And then something like COVID pops up.
Yeah.
You know, something like, you know, the job that you had is letting you go for a reason that doesn't even make sense to you.
Yeah.
That's when change gets really, really scary.
Yeah.
Because
people went on strike.
Because people
work in
went
a different
on strike.
Department than you, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So now what does this mean?
Yeah.
That, you know, the fear level can be so high. To me, it just I'm not trying to make light of anything. It's kind of like, all right then. Mm-hmm. Well,
something's out of your hands.
Back to what can you do, Punchinello?
What you gonna do, Punchinello?
Okay. What can you do? Because you still want to be able to, you may not be able to maintain exactly how you were living before, but you're still living. And there's
and
still.
And I think the peace of mind that you have, that self-awareness comes in handy at a time like that.
Mm-hmm.
It really does, because you're not hinging everything on it. You know what I mean? It's like, and also like, I'll circle back to what Laia said, where she was just like, I know I'm going to be all right. I don't know what version of all right it's going to be, but I do know I'm going to be all right. And it takes a level of experience to have experienced worrying about being not all right several times and see it be okay.
Yeah.
For you to have that kind of confidence. And so this is what this age kind of is about also. It's like, I know what I know. I live.
And
it.
We know what we ain't going back to, because I tell you what, I know I ain't going back. I ain't going back to Khadijah's couch. I ain't going back to Khadijah's couch. And mm-hmm. I know that. And I know that because of my blessings. And I know that because of my work. And I know. I just know. I have faith. And mm-hmm. I'm also manifesting that, just in case.
Mm-hmm. Just in case.
Yeah, cocktail that shit. You know, pray, manifest. You know what I'm saying? Faith.
Word.
I wonder if we are, you know, it's funny. We start out talking about change and it's like, it has like an excitement to it. And I realize, and I'm listening to us talking, we've gotten soft. We've gotten a little somber.
I'm excited. And
No.
Okay.
I feel like excitement is good, okay. But we, you know, we cackle. And for this to be.
oh, we need to. Okay.
We done got, no. It's good. It's good. But like we have gotten real, like, because it is serious though. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, it is. This is real.
It's
life.
A real moment. It's a real this moment is, for everybody.
Girl,
like we all feel it.
It yes. is a real life. It right. is real. And I'm glad to be able to have that conversation with y'all, because some people are experiencing this alone. And I want to take this moment to say something to people who listen to this podcast, because I know that they have said on social media, times when I've seen them in public, some people, this is the kitchen table conversation for them. Mm-hmm. This is that moment to hear, I'm not the only person feeling this. I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And for people who come to this podcast, most of them are like, I'm a huge Jill Scott fan, and they love, love, love you and your music and who you are. And for them to hear you even say this is so important. It is really important for them to hear that level of relatability and that says, I'm not by myself, because people have a tendency in this music business in Hollywood to place people in these spaces of untouchableness. Like they're not feeling the same stuff. Yeah. Like they're not going through the same things and feeling the same things, you know. And
everybody,
like,
people for real.
Everybody, people for real.
For real.
For actual real.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a kid. This freaking cat. God it's damn
did
it!
A shit, did a shit right beside you. You're gonna pay attention to the cat. You're gonna pay attention.
He knocked over my food onto the floor.
Well, you're gonna pay attention. You should. When the cat is letting you know.
The cat is telling you, and you know yeah. what the cat is telling you. You've been paying that baby too much attention. You've been paying yourself too much attention.
Everybody gets
attention. Now you got to notice me.
Come on now.
Then come up behind your neck. I want you to feel my tail. Huh?
Come on now. Come on. You used to know me. You used to be looking for me. You used to be checking for me.
You used to need me. Now you don't need me no more.
You're rubbing on somebody else.
Fuck your food.
Fuck your food. She really did. And she down there she is down there getting it in on my food.
Damn, I ain't even know cats ate real food.
They eat chicken and vegetables and rice.
That wasn't supposed to be an example.
Of change?
My girlfriend was around all the time, spending time with the cat, loved the cat. But she got busy. Life happens. You know, she got a new job. She got a new friend. She's spending time with the new friend, working at the cat. Every time she would come in the house with dry cleaning, the cat would pee on top of her dry cleaning every time. Like, you better not put your dry cleaning down on the bed. You better hang it up and put it in the closet and close the closet. Can't do that. Because the cat was like, oh, this plastic here and these little clothes you want to go out in, I'm going to pee right here on your shit. Fuck you. You're supposed to spend time with me. You're supposed to love me. Huh?
That's the shit that come with change. There you go. The shit
Sometimes
that come with change.
It's some piss. It's pissy.
Change gotta change
his pissy. Everybody ain't loving your changes, okay? Everybody
not all the time.
No, ma'am. Everybody ain't liking
Ooh,
it.
We did that. We did that circle back.
Girl, everybody ain't liking it. Some people can't go. Ain't that what they tell you? Some
all
people
the time.
Cannot go.
All the time. So, yeah.
So, you know, as you make some decisions or life makes some decisions for you, you already know that not everybody is going to be able to go with you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And that's not a diss. That's just reality. That's just reality.
Certain people for certain things. It's all right.
What to say? A season.
A reason and a season.
Yeah.
And a season.
Because everybody's on their own path. you know?
For real.
And I think a lot of times we'll say, oh, yeah, well, this is a person who can't go, when it also might be you who can't go. It's all, you know, it's all, everyone's on a different path, you know? And we all kind of interact with each other according to the needs of where we are on that path. And that's why it's good to think about it intentionally as you're doing the things you're doing, because they do affect all. You know what I mean? There's a, yeah, I think this is in the Quran. It says there are signs in it for everyone who witnesses, right? So like any person who is witnessing a thing, there's something in it for everyone who witnesses a thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so if we're in community with each other, each of us is in community with each other for a purpose. Or maybe several purposes, right? And as long as we're in community with each other, each of us is receiving something. Each of us is getting some sort of perspective. And, you know, and when we're not together, we're pulling from that into our other interactions.
We are.
And so on and so on and so on and so forth, whoever comes into contact with those people and then some. And that's how we all end up so connected with one another. And that's why it is important to think about and be self-aware, so that when you are interacting with others, that you're pouring in beautiful things into them. So when it's time for them to not be in communication with you or not in community with you, what they pull away from that is beauty. What they pull away from that is what was needed. And I think that for me, that's what I try to do. I was writing something today and I said this about myself that I never would have said about myself 5 years ago. My heart is my flex. If I love you.
I feel the same way. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, I do too.
If I love you, you don't have any doubt about that.
Word.
And that.
That's true, Age, about you
too. For me, that's the way I choose to be in community with people. So I'm hoping that that's what they take away from their time with me, whether it be a short time or it be decades of time.
Look at you.
I'm going to say this. You know, we've said it many times before. I'm going to say it again. That this podcast, this J.L. podcast is really, it's been so therapeutic. It's been so, to sit in therapy, okay, is for anybody who hasn't to sit in therapy, you know, with just your therapist and yourself. That's one thing, because it's almost like talking to yourself in a sense, but somebody else is giving their perspective, but not judgment really, but giving a perspective and trying to help you get to where you said you wanted to go. Really, that's what therapy is about. But being here with you ladies and voicing, you know, concerns or voicing joys or, you know, and having your perspective and having your light shining in my direction. And then for everybody that's listening as well, it's like this powerful triangle, you know, that people get an opportunity to get lost in for a while or found in.
Ooh, that's nice.
It is. Ooh. It is. Ooh. I always, like, I've come to this podcast many times, like, exhausted and concerned and, you know, afraid and alive. You know, I'm just out here living. And then I'll say a thing, and an angel will say a thing, and it'll bounce off my forehead, and it'll pop Laia in the nose, and she'll say something. And it's like this wonderful energy of just lift. It's a lift. And I just love y'all. I really do.
We love you.
I know mm-hmm. that.
You know, okay, because you best to know.
Yeah, you're best to know.
Okay.
I know that. That's the best part of it all. Like, listen. Yes. Listen. Yes.
Knowing is a thing, boy. When you know a thing,
People be like, they be like, Asia love you. I be like, I know. People be like, Jill love you. I be like, eh.
Yeah.
This becomes the prerequisite. So it's like, you know, you move forward and you know all the things are in love.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, not to be on our circle back, because, you know, I'm not as good at this as y'all are. Y'all will circle a shit back. That's y'all be doing that. It's so masterful. But on the circle, on my obvious circle back, I'm going to say, you know, that's how I've been able to deal with a lot of changes. It's just from knowing that I'm loved mm-hmm. and knowing that I'm in spaces where I am loved mm-hmm. because that helps it. You know what I mean? And that's like I said, you know, when we started doing the podcast, I was right in the middle of a lot of complicated feelings, my grief, and my kids were all kind of in a teenagery, you know, ooh, space.
That part.
Yeah, lots of stuff. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
And working those things out with people who I know love me is, you know, blessing on blessing.
On blessing.
Yeah. And that's why I feel like we've been able to bless people, other people, because the core of it and the core of the connection there is about love. And we're leading from there. And I love that because that's how we're able to talk to each other in honest ways about all the things.
And listen to each other. Listening is really important when somebody loves you. When somebody loves you and they tell you something, this is really a part of the biggest goal of all is to love on you, you know, as you listen to this podcast in your bathtub or, you know, on the toilet or in the kitchen, wherever you are. Like it really, the goal is to love on you. You know, I'm the auntie. They're the sisters, you know, or they're the cousins, you know. But we want to share information with you, and we want to reveal, you know, the humanity in all of us. You know, like nobody's perfect. Nobody, like nobody, anywhere, like anywhere. Where? I've never met a perfect person, ever.
And but we have these hard conversations out loud. I love that yes. about us. Like we, like you said, we literally are sparking conversation. Like now you can figure out a way to, you have the words.
And it's not just, it's not just in this room.
No.
You know, it's not, no. That's, I think that's the biggest part of it because we're having such a public conversation about real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. we got to know a lot about each other on this podcast. So and that's much. The cool part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you know how you think you know somebody, but then you're like, oh, wow. Like, I know you in a whole different way. Like, whole different
than
way.
Ever before.
Yeah. And then, and also too, we've all gotten older and, you know, mm-hmm. da 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 da. So it's like, you know how it's very easy to have somebody's 20-year-old self, like, branded in your brain. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when you grow up with somebody or you see somebody when they're young, somebody when they're a baby, and whenever you look at them, you still see a 10-year-old, maybe like 30.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I think that's easy to have somebody's 20 or 25-year-old self, you know, just in your brain. But I think being able to intimately have these type of conversations, like even when you're friends with somebody, doesn't always mean you're having these kind of conversations.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So having those type of conversations, broken it open even so much further for me, you know. Ugh.
More conversation after the break.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is she breathing right now?
Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to say something, though. That's slightly off topic. It's on topic. It's on the topic of change. Don't get mad at me. But it's just slightly off topic of what we're talking about now. The world is changing in some kind of interesting ways that I want us to pay attention to. You know?
In particular,
some of these really offensive laws that are being passed.
Oh, yeah.
Around women's bodies, around education and our history. I mean, y'all, they're banning books.
It's like the world is regressing.
We are sitting there. The world is regressing. Some of the books and the authors that we talked about on this podcast are on the list of banned books in some of these states.
Yeah.
They are rewriting history even worse than the revisionist ass history that we learned. These kids are getting it even worse.
Did we really think it was just going to stop?
No.
I think I thought it was.
No. I didn't think it would get worse.
I think I thought it was. I didn't think it would get worse. That we were going to revisit. It all seemed so foolish.
Right. It seemed foolish, but I'm going to tell y'all something. That prequel to Handmaid's Tale.
The prequel to Handmaid's Tale?
Not the actual prequel, but the part in the story.
Oh, that we don't see.
Yeah, that's prior to
what we see. Yes, I got you. Oh, yes. Oh, this is it.
We have been on the pathway to fascism. So I'm just saying, I want us to pay attention to these changes, right? Mm-hmm. I want us to keep in mind, and particularly around some more controversial issues, as we start talking about and using words like traditional and words like, you know, that hearken to time periods that none of us lived in. I think that we really have to be clear about what it means to attack humanity and other people's humanity, and know that just because you may not be a part of that group, that is an attack on all humanity. Because they coming for you next.
Mm-hmm. Say it.
So you can't allow any person, any human being to be come for. And that's what happens. They try to pick a small group of people that everybody can gang up on. And I'm telling y'all, they're going to gang up on you next. And they're showing themselves to be doing it. These are changes that we cannot be comfortable with. These are the changes that we cannot fold into. These are the changes that we cannot allow ourselves to stand by and watch.
I know you're speaking on it from an organizational activism level, but somewhere in my mind, you're also speaking on it from a political thing where you do have power at some point, right?
Yes, but yes. Also okay. On a personal level, because guess what? Laws can be changed, but culture and society changes because of the way we talk to each other.
So speak up.
And we're doing this on this podcast where we're taught the conversation that we're having. That's how you change culture. Changing how you talk to people.
Right.
And your feelings, your ideas, it's the ideas that are important. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Because they can go back and change a law.
In they the went middle back of and night, reversed at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Roe versus Wade is done. It's done. Did you ever think?
Mm-mm.
It's nope. done. But the reason that it's done is because all of these foul, insidious conversations and talk.
So talk's changing culture, going back to changing culture.
Yeah. So don't be, when you say activism, I think people have a picture in their mind, and we talked about this on the podcast before.
Yeah, we did.
They have a picture in their mind of somebody with a sign and a poster board, and they marching and they going to jail and da 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 da. Yes, that's definitely disruption, and it's a part of it. But part of changing, you know, the way that we do things is changing our ideas. And that's the thing that we do on the show. And that's what I'm hoping that we can continue to do, you know, not just after people leave the show and they go on and have their conversations with their cousins and their family and their moms and their dads and their children. You know, we can't afford to let that go. We can't.
Change is, it can be very exciting and it can also be very frightening. Mm-hmm. Depending on what that change may be. But know that you are guided, that you are loved, that it is a miracle that you're even here, huh? That you're even here, that you're listening to this podcast right now, or that you're just sitting on a park bench. Whatever it is that you're doing, be not afraid. If there was anything to do, there are shows that I've had that I felt like I was jumping off of a building over and over and over and over again because it was scary every time. But there is something about that leap of faith. There is something about action, even when you don't want it. There is something about resilience and making a decision that some things can never happen again and some things should absolutely change. We have the right to do that. You're born to it. Know that you are loved. Know that you are a miracle. And know that it has been our pleasure to share our time with you. Blessings in real life. in no kind of shallow saying it just to say it. Count them. Count your blessings. Hold on to them and appreciate the life that you have. Change is inevitable. It just is what the fuck it is. Smile more. Laugh loud. Hold hands. Kiss somebody slow. Dance.
Smoke weed. That's a good change. It's getting better.
Make hard decisions for your benefit. What else?
I don't even know. I think that was
good. Nobody was says good. It better than your voice, Jim.
I know, baby. Listen.
I'm like, what? You know what? I manifest. And when you say manifest. Come on, Jill, give it to me.
Manifest.
Child, like, this
it
thing
has like
time.
It's a tone in the back. Manifest.
Oh, you waiting? You really want me to say manifest?
Yeah. Manifest. You see all them tones?
No. You left the T out. She always gets the N. Manifest.
And take naps.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Woo.
Mm-hmm. Take naps.
Oh, I got one.
Yes.
And breathe.
Breathe. Relax all your muscles.
Kegel.
Kegel, boo. Not get, but giggle too, but Kegel and giggle. But don't do it at the same time because you mess up your Kegel.
Dance.
Go get your titties checked.
Yeah.
We love you for real. Like, for real. You know why we do? Because we love ourselves. That's what it's hitting for.
Baby.
That's hard. What it's hitting for.
Real bad.
This is a reflection. Okay? Bye. Bye. Till next time.
Bye, Jill.
Bye.
Bye.
How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Hey, listeners, it's Amber, the producer here. Whew, my heart is so full. This has been such an amazing season to spend with you all. I just want to share again that quote from Parable of the Sower from Octavia Butler. All that you change changes you. The only lasting truth is change. God is change. God is change. And this is our last episode of the season. Please tell your friends, family, and community about our show, and let's all eat the elephants in our lives one bite at a time. Follow the podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Jill Scott Podcast to keep up with us and stay up to date on new seasons and episodes. We love you so, so much and can't wait to join you here again.
Yeah.
Hi, if you have comments on something we said in this episode, call 866-HEY-JILL. If you want to add to this conversation, that's 866-439-5455. Don't forget to tell us your name and the episode you're referring to. You might just hear your message on a future episode.
Thank you for listening to Jill Scott Presents J.Ill, the podcast.
J.Ill is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.